Welcome to Spontaneous Remarks, the podcast where you never know what's going to be said or done. You never know what we're going to do. Hey, you know what? You just got to know what we're talking about today. And today is all about nostalgic nerdiness. That's right. We're going to take a trip down memory lane and reminisce about the golden era of the 80s, aka my childhood. We're going to talk about some of my favorite things. TV shows, toys, pop culture icons from that decade, from He-Man to Back to the Future. So without further ado, let's get on in it. Welcome to Spontaneous Remarks. Welcome to the very first episode of Spontaneous Remarks, and thank you so much for joining us. This is a new venture for me. I just wanted to kind of do this just for fun to see what I could accomplish. So here we go. So what I decided to do, I've got this little spin wheel app on my phone, and we're going to give it a spin to pick our topic for today's first episode. So here we go. What's it going to be? Hope it's something good. Well, today's first topic is going to be the good old Dukes of Hazzard. Woo! Just a good old boy. Never meaning no harm. That's what you heard when this popular American television series aired from 1979 to 1985, The Dukes of Hazzard. It was one of my favorite shows growing up, even though it did start before I was born, and I don't remember probably watching it until I was 8 or 9 years old. I don't remember, but I was born in 1980, so this show went from 79 to 85. Set in the fictional Hazzard County, Georgia, it revolved around the Duke family. Uncle Jesse took care of Bo and Luke Duke and Daisy Duke. And they were usually always getting in trouble somehow by Sheriff Roscoe P. Coltrane and good old Boss Hogg. Always trying to evade this corrupt law enforcement. Usually solving all kinds of different things. They had it wasn't like, you know, Scooby-Doo with the mystery van or nothing like that, but they did end up uncovering a lot of crime and things going on. But one of the things that I really liked about the show is just the buddy, they used to call it like the buddy shows. Starsky and Hutch had it with the two cops. Bosom Buddies, they had two guys there. That was a popular, I guess you could say, genre back in the 80s. But the Dukes are known, for one thing, they're iconic. Man, I wanted one of these so bad growing up. Orange 1969 Dodge Charger is probably my favorite car that I have ever laid my eyes on. It was known as the General Lee, and it was a race car. They made it as a racing car. They wanted to get on the NASCAR circuit, and so that was their race car. They used it to outmaneuver Boss Hogg, Roscoe, Coltrane, anytime they were trying to get away down those dirt roads, while they helped out the residents of Hazzard County fight against a lot of injustice. Bo and Luke, they always kind of course, it's the South, so sorry to hear, but they always talked about, you know, the kissing cousin, Daisy Duke. They made jokes like that. But she always wore those cut-off denim shorts, which they are called Daisy Dukes because of her. And Uncle Jesse, you know, he was the farm, the the Duke Farm patron. He was the voice of wisdom and reason in this show when the boys got in trouble. Each episode usually had some kind of scheme that Boss Hogg tried to pull off to make more money, usually at the expense of people from Hazard County. But Bo and Luke always usually saw through these cons and would somehow save the day. They always had fast-paced car chases, a lot of funny moments, and there was a lot of country music stars that would show up on this show from time to time at the Boar's Nest, which was the popular bar on the edge of Hazard County. It was remembered as a classic example of 1980s television, and it's always going to have a very special place in my heart. Now, the entertainment value of the show, if you like it, the funny thing is, I'm not a big racing person, even though my nickname in my wife's phone is NASCAR, because I do tend to drive fast and kind of crazy at times. If you know me and you know my track record with the cars, you can get a laugh at that. But anyway, but they had a lot of car chases, a lot of action-packed scenes. There was always, you could always watch the show and get a laugh. There was a lot of lighthearted humor. It appealed to just a really great audience. There were strong family dynamics in the show. Usually, Bo and Luke would get in some situation and Uncle Jesse would have to explain the consequences of those decisions. He a lot of times had to set him down and make him remember what's important is family. That family dynamic was huge. Uncle Jesse demonstrated loyalty, courage, just all kinds of things time and time again. Now, not only did the General Lee show up in the car, but there were a lot of other different cars at times. And the funny thing about the General Lee, they had made, I think, 303 69 Dodge Chargers to use in the show, and almost all of them got wrecked. You can hardly find any today that are in good condition. There's maybe one or two around here and there. But it is a very, it's left a lasting impression on audiences, that one car. So not only do we have Bo and Luke, we have Daisy, Uncle Jesse, Sheriff Roscoe, Boss Hogg. Plus we had Cooter Davenport. He was the town mechanic. He was kind of crazy in some of the, well, they called him Crazy Cooter. in the earlier shows, he was more outrageous portrayed. More outrageously portrayed than in later. Later, he was more of a serious. He even become a senator in one of the reunions that was showed several years later. But he was one of their close friends that always helped them get out of trouble. Usually, the good would always overcome evil somehow, and Boss Hogg and Sheriff Roscoe would end up the laughingstock for that episode. Waylon Jennings was the person that was called the Balladeer. He was kind of the narrator of whatever was going on throughout the show. The show's theme song was Good Old Boys. And it's one of the songs that if I ever hear it start playing, it brings back so many memories. And I cannot help but listen to it all the way through. It's something I'm not going to change it if that comes on the radio. And really, I would play it for you, but stinking copyright would not like me very much. I would love to have it on the show. Just a good old boy. But you know how that goes. But anyway, you can check it out. Waylon Jennings, Good Old Boys. That's a good song. Check it out. Anyway, there was a lot of positive messages in the show, The Dukes of Hazzard. A message about friendship, family, standing up for what's right. Just the importance of having that community. And the Dukes of Hazzard, I mean, it's gotten a bad rap these past few years just because on top of the General Lee, they had a rebel flag. And, of course, we know in the South and rebel flags what they usually are associated with. But it's still a good, wholesome show to watch. There was not much vulgar language on it. They did go to the, boar's nest, and they would have a beer. There was alcohol. And there were bad things happening. There was always bad guys trying to steal things, trying to hurt people. But there was, I never saw any violence other than fist fights. I don't remember much violence in them at all. It was nothing major. The boys, Bo and Luke, they were on probation. They couldn't use any kind of firearms for whatever reason. I think it was because Uncle Jesse, they were moonshiners. And so Uncle Jesse had gotten in trouble, and Uncle Jesse had promised if the boys would not go to jail, he would stop making moonshine. But they were still on probation, so they could use a bow and arrow. So that was kind of their weapon of choice, but they never injured anybody with it. It was mainly for either shooting tires out to stop people or just offensive. So it was a good show. I mean, I can't think of really anything negative about it, except when Coy and Vance showed up, and that's another story. Tom Wopat played Luke Duke. He was a dark-haired man known for his courage, resourcefulness, and driving skills. Tom Wopat, he also went on to become he had a short singing career in country music, as did his buddy John Schneider, who played Bo Duke. And I think he was the younger of the cousins. He was more charming, quick thinking, but they both could drive really well. You could say probably Bo Duke was like the pretty boy, and Luke Duke was the older, more level-headed thinker, planner. He was the one that would come up with what they needed to do to get out of whatever situation. Catherine Bach was Daisy Duke, and she was their other cousin. But she would always help out with the law with her good looks, her long legs, and just beautiful face. Denver Powell was Uncle Jesse Duke, and he was the patriarchal figure of the Duke family. He'd provide guidance and support to Bo, Luke, and Daisy. And then James Best was Sheriff Roscoe P. Coltrane, or as he would say it, Roscoe P. Coltrane. And he was really a goofy character. In the first couple episodes, he was kind of more serious, but they got to where he was kind of the one of the comedic reliefs of the show. He was often manipulated somehow by Boss Hogg. Boss Hogg was played by Sorrel Book. He was corrupt, greedy. He was always known for being in a white suit. He had a white Cadillac with steer horns on the front. And he was the county commissioner of Hazard County. Now, I don't know how he became that as corrupt, but, I mean, you can look at the government we serve today or we have today, and, I mean, they're just as corrupt. So, but he was always constantly trying to scheme himself into more riches at the expense of others. Ben Jones was Cooter Davenport. This is who I mentioned earlier. The good-hearted mechanic that was a friend of the Duke family, and he often helped them with anything that they were doing, whether it was a scheme or providing mechanical expertise. And then Sonny Schroyer was Deputy Enos Strait. Now, Enos, he was another kind of comedic relief, but he was a serious policeman as well in the show, even though he was a little dim-witted, but he was very kind-hearted. Anytime they went to the boar's nest, he would always have a cold glass of buttermilk. He wouldn't drink alcohol. It was always the buttermilk. And he was kind of conflicted because he was a good friend to Bo and Luke and Daisy and the Duke family, but he also had to uphold the law, and sometimes it put him in a kind of a hard place. Rick Hurst was Deputy Cletus Hogg, and he was kind of like Enos. He was kind of dim-witted, but he was also the cousin of Boss Hogg, which would often have him getting in trouble by doing things that Boss Hogg told him to do. So anyway, that's kind of the cast of the Dukes of Hazzard. Coy and Vance Duke were introduced when Bo and Luke had, well, in the show, they were supposed to go off to the NASCAR circuit. They finally got a chance to go race in an actual NASCAR race. But the truth of the matter is that Tom Wopat and John Schneider were brought, there was a dispute about their how much they were getting paid, something to do with contract disputes. And so they had to bring in somebody else kind of for a brief period. to kind of replace them because they had quit or they had whatever the case was. Byron Cherry was Coy and Christopher Mayer was Vance. And they kind of stuck with the theme of one guy was dark-headed, the other guy was blonde. They wore similar clothes, and they looked just like Bo and Luke pretty much. So if you were not careful, you would turn the TV on and see these two other guys that looked nothing like Bo and Luke. But they were not Bo and Luke. There were Coy and Vance, and there were two other cousins that was brought in as replacements just for a brief period during the 82-83 season. But yes, they were temporarily just filling in for Bo and Luke as they were off on the racing NASCAR circuit. But the characters failed to capture the same chemistry and popularity that the Duke cousins did originally, and the ratings declined during their venture. But as a result, Tom Wolpat and John Schneider decided to return to the show, and Coy and Vance were written out just after one season. Now, one of my favorite episodes of the Dukes of Hazzard is called Happy Birthday, General Lee. It aired September 21st, 1984. And the Dukes are celebrating the anniversary of the day that they got the General Lee in 1976, and we see the story of how they got the General Lee 8 years ago. Luke was just out of the Marines. Bo was just out of high school. And two jewel thieves named Jenny and Rick hid $50,000 worth of gold dust underneath the dashboard of the car. And that car happened to be a black Dodge Charger. And so the car had gotten wrecked, taken to the junkyard, and Bo and Luke were searching for a race car so they could compete in a local race, which had the prize of $10,000 going to the winner. So as they looked through this junkyard, they found the black Dodge Charger, and they assessed it, thought it could fit the engine that they had built, and so the Dukes bought the car, took it to Cooter's garage, and asked Cooter, you know, if he had any paint. Well, Cooter said, the only kind I got is this bright red orange back here. Y'all can use it. I'm not using it. So they painted it bright red orange, the only color Cooter had. And so it was Jesse's idea to actually name it General Lee, the number 01, as Bo explained in the show. Hey, from here on out, it's number one all the way. Jenny and Rick went on after the Dukes to get the gold dust, but the Dukes managed to stop them, win the race, and keep the General Lee. So that's just a quick summary of the show. And it was really a good show, or that episode was nice, just because there's always something wonderful about an origin show and what that means for the people in that's involved in that origin. The birth of the General Lee was, well, just like a lot of things in life, it was born out of sin, born out of crime, and you know it was the car of two thieves, but then it turned into a car of two young boys that dreamed of being NASCAR drivers. You know, I'm not even sure why I enjoy the Dukes of Hazzard as much as I did, because I'm not a big person that loves racing. I never did like much racing shows or racing video games or anything like that, but it was just something about the music. It was something about the car. They would always yell "Yeehaw!" And that was something that really appealed to me, just because I thought it was cool. They would jump over ditches, they would jump ramps, trying to get away from the cops and everything. Of course, I don't condone that. Don't try to get away from a cop by jumping over a ditch and wrecking your car. It was a TV show. It's fiction. And a lot of times when they landed the car, you could see that the wheels and the suspension would buckle under the impact of the car hitting the ground. But it was just a good show. It was a clean, wholesome show that the family could watch. A lot different from shows nowadays. The Dukes of Hazzard, it ran for, I can't remember what year I said it ended earlier. But The Dukes of Hazzard is just a wonderful show, and if you ever get a chance to watch it, I greatly, greatly recommend it. If you don't enjoy it, well, I don't know what to tell you, because it's an enjoyable show. And you know what? I really appreciate you guys listening in on this podcast. I hope you enjoy it. This first episode, you know, I'm just trying something different, and I hope that I can carry on this for many, many years. Just something fun to do, to just kind of share myself, share the things I like with you guys on common ground. And I hope you enjoyed it. Thank you so much for joining us on Spontaneous Remarks. Stay tuned for the next episode, where we will have more nostalgic nerdiness. Woo! Here on Spontaneous Remarks. Thank you guys. Have a great night.